Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio that you control, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Beagles Mountaineer.
And, man, it's been a funny day for news and stuff like that. There's two articles in particular that I just absolutely love. The first of which is about this guy in Long Island who has not paid his mortgage in 20 years.
Impressive.
And yes. And he continually manages to evade eviction. And the way he does this is by manipulating the court system. And it's one of the best things I've read in a long time.
Yeah, I think that we are moving more and more into a period of time where the inefficiency of the court system is kind of hitting its maximum. So, like, just all of the things that have been subtly kind of reliant on this as a backup are just breaking down completely.
That's what we get from Fox News. A Long Island man who hasn't paid his mortgage in 20 years dodges eviction again. So, his name is Hanspool. He's 52. He hasn't coughed up a dime to live in his East Meadow home since making his first payment in 1998. But he ducked eviction for decades by filing lawsuits and bankruptcies, records show. The home, which was foreclosed on years ago, is now owned by Diamond Ridge Partners, which hauled Hanspool into court in a bid to finally boot him from the property. At a Wednesday morning hearing in Nassau County, Judge William A. Hohauser, I guess, agreed to delay the case after Hanspool's attorney, William Friedman, requested more time, claiming that his co-counsel, David Gavanter, had been hired the day before.
Well, and so two things come to mind about this. Number one, I mean, we gave the lawyers the decision-making of, like, how much they can stall and how much court we can do. Turns out, they decided a lot. I mean, when you can say, oh, how much work does my profession get? All of it. And two, like, well, this is why I've always been against bankruptcy. Like, I think it's a terrible idea, but, you know, if you're going to keep doing it, someone's going to figure out how to game that system.
My favorite part is this. This is the last of approximately 40 attorneys who have appeared on the eve of a hearing, exasperated Diamond Ridge lawyer Jordan Katz told the judge. This is very typical of the defendant. He recycles lawyers to buy himself more time. This guy is basically mocking the courts.
Yeah, I guess the rent on that place must be a lot more expensive than lawyers.
That's what I don't get about it as well.
I mean, like, is this activism for him? Is he, or like, is this just how he gets his jollies? Is, you know, I'm going to pay lawyers instead of rent.
I don't know, man, but it's a curious tactic, at the least. I can't imagine the lawyers are cheaper than the rent, though. I mean, lawyers are expensive.
I don't know.
But
rent
so is
in some
rent.
Places,
yeah.
Like, what is this, in New York? Because that would make sense.
It's Long Island, so, yeah.
Yeah, Long Island rents are pretty extreme. And, I mean,
extreme,
you know,
enough to make hiring an attorney cheaper?
Well, you don't have to have a good one. I mean, you can pretty much scrape the bottom of the barrel and be like, yeah, I want you to file for an extension. And then I want you to file for an extension.
In the court hearing, Friedman, who is the defendant's latest or longest-standing attorney, who knows, accused Katz, the other attorney, of using, quote, scandalous language. Reached by phone after the appearance, Friedman declined to make Hanspool available for an interview. Here's the best part. When asked why Hanspool hadn't paid his mortgage, the attorney pinned the blame on Governor Cuomo's March 2020 eviction moratorium, claiming that the government... Right? It just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
That's just gravy. Why didn't you pay your rent? Because you weren't going to evict me for not paying my rent. I mean...
Well, you got to remember, he stopped paying his mortgage in 1998.
But in 2020, he's got a brand new excuse.
So he claimed the government, the governor, had made paying rent, quote, a moral obligation. He hung up after a Post reporter noted his client's failure to pay predates the pandemic by 20 years. COVID-19 protections, which put the brakes on evictions, shouldn't apply to Haspel, Katz argued, because Haspel isn't legally occupying the house. We don't believe the act was put in place to protect individuals like this. The fact that this is even possible, and the fact that we could sit here discussing whether or not it's cheaper to pay attorneys than it is to pay your mortgage in Long Island, is insane. That's proof that this entire system is broken. So maybe he's onto something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't afford a place in Long Island, but I might be able to file the paperwork necessary to make it take too long for them to evict me before I die.
He has managed to successfully do this for 20-something years. I guess it's 23 years now. He's managed to live without paying his mortgage at all, and he just keeps it tied up in the court system.
In a weird way, it's kind of like him and the court system are ganging up on the person who he would be paying the property to. Because, I mean, it's in every member of the court's best interest to keep everything going as long as possible, because that's just more money in their pocket. Like, they have no incentive to wrap this up. Why would they want to? And it's certainly in his best interest to keep this going as long as possible. So every time it's like, oh, I'm bankrupt again, we have to start over.
That is curious to me. I'm not sure how the bankruptcy really plays into it, other than, he can't pay his mortgage, so he declares bankruptcy, and now it gets tied up in courts for another 7 years. But kudos to him for managing to basically use the courts against themselves.
Yeah, I am far from an expert on how bankruptcies work, but basically they're like, okay, we're going to put a pause on this so that we can rearrange what you owe and when you owe it so that you can pay off your creditors. Which I've always thought that was dumb, but apparently lots of people think it's a great idea, and this is exactly what you can do with that. Oh, I got bankrupt again! And now I need another extension so that we can, redo this, so we can determine how much I should have been paying you now.
I certainly applaud the guy's creativity here and how he managed to live in a place for 23 years without paying a mortgage. And, now that his hearing came, the day before, he swaps out attorneys and hires a new one and has to get pushed back for 6 more months or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what happens when your basis of property is the government says so. Like, well, how do we know it's your house? Well, the government says so. Now, we have a different sense of property of, well, either I did the labor to alter nature to make it mine, or it was given to me, or I traded it, something that one of those is true of in order to get this. And that's our basis of property rights. Whereas theirs is, well, the government says that they own it. And this is exactly the sort of nonsense that can happen when that's your basis for ownership.
There is more nonsense in the world. I mentioned there were two stories that I wanted to get into. The other one is sort of an opinion piece by Tucker Carlson, who I'm not really a fan of, but what happened here
is... He is my favorite person on Fox by far.
Yeah, I mean, probably mine as well, maybe, but that's a really low bar.
There is that.
So he writes, there are an awful lot of issues in the news right now. A lot of them are pretty depressing. So on this Friday, we thought we'd start with something pretty amusing. Back in 2015, our government's so-called intelligence community, which is not intelligent or a community, announced that it was embarking on a new 5-year mission. The goal, according to the Obama administration, was to funnel more resources to every spy agency in the country. The CIA, the NSA, FBI, DIA, and so forth. I didn't even know the FBI was considered a spy agency, but that's a bit concerning.
You know, I mean, realistically, they definitely are a spy agency. It's weird for them to start acknowledging them as such, though.
Do you know what the DIA stands for? I've never heard that acronym.
Oh, let me think. I think it's like directed intelligence, something or other. Yeah, it's because, you know, we didn't have enough spy agencies. We just needed a few more on top of that. And let's throw another naval spy agency in there because we needed another one of those. And
well, that's exactly what they did. Even the Coast Guard's in-house intelligence operation was slated to get a bigger budget.
Yeah, that's what we need. Richer spies.
Now, not necessarily. So what did the government actually give them this money for, and what did they do with it? What are your calls and thoughts? We're going to get into it. This is Free Talk Live.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
discussion, talk about whatever you want. Or you can join the discussion here about the ridiculous court systems and what we're about to get into, the ridiculous intelligence community, just in general, the ridiculous federal government. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. It's got a number of short videos. Just click Getting Started up at the top, and it will take you to these short videos that will teach you the basics so that you can get started in the world of cryptocurrency. But maybe you already know the basics and you just want to stay up to date on what's happening in the cryptocurrency world. Well, then check out news.bitcoin.com. There they have the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com. Now, the federal government back in 2015 decided that they were going to give spy agencies such as the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, for some reason, and several others, even the Coast Guard's in-house intelligence operation, more money. Tucker Carlson goes on to say, under normal circumstances, an announcement like that would set off fear, trembling among our opponents around the world. Maybe he has opponents, but I certainly don't. They would be shaking in their caves. The Chinese might think twice before bribing more Harvard professors or sending Eric Swalwell, a new secret agent, to have sex with. But in this case, they just laughed. I have no idea what he's talking about there, about bribing Harvard professors or who Eric Swalwell even is.
Yeah, it's probably just something that he's been talking about on his show. I'm obviously not a regular watcher, but every now and again, he does say something pretty awesome.
Yeah, this article is pretty awesome. Because they knew that money wasn't going to buy drones or more sophisticated surveillance equipment or more agents in the field. Instead, it was earmarked for new platoons of, quote, equity and inclusion consultants and HR administrators.
More female spies.
It's significantly dumber than
more that. Minority spies.
Well, that's what you would expect, right, from this sort of equity and inclusion program, but that's not what ended up happening. It basically paid for some Photoshop. The point of the money was to make the intelligence community more diverse, meaning less white and male. Finally, America's spies would look different, which is essential if you want to, well, we're not sure why it's essential. What does the race and gender of the intelligence agency employees have to do with keeping America safe? Now, this is one of the few, any federal agency, in fact, this is one of the few places where I don't want them to hire the best qualified person. I would rather they focus on characteristics that don't matter. Focus on the person's skin color or gender or whatever, whether they're the best person for the job or not. I don't care. Because I don't really want the best person for the job there, because I don't want the government to be effective.
Yeah, when it comes to the invasion of privacy of private individuals, I want the government to be as inefficient as possible.
Yeah, so please, by all means, hire the black, genderqueer, trans person if you want to, as long as you don't hire someone who is best at that particular job. And maybe it is her. Maybe it isn't.
And, you know, in fact, you should pick every single category and make sure that you have an equal number of every single category. You know, why not? That's inclusive.
It is, and it makes the federal government less effective, and I'm on board with that. So these intelligence agencies never told us what race and gender have to do with keeping America safe. Instead, they told us something we'd heard once or twice before, quote, diversity is our strength. And then he goes on to quote a number of politicians who basically said those exact words. How does it work exactly? Shut up. Just read the cliche. It's on the card. Enormous strength. We are now officially much stronger. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has just released the proof. It's called the Annual Demographic Report for Fiscal Year 2020. Hiring and retention of minorities, women, and persons with disabilities in the United States intelligence community. That's the title of the report. You'll want to get a copy in time for Christmas, not to read it. It isn't meant to be read. In fact, it's unreadable. But for the pictures. The pictures are amazing. We now have conclusive photographic evidence that our spy agencies employ several people with different skin color. There's even a woman in a wheelchair, as well as a man who appears to be blind. How do we know he's blind? We're not making assumptions like that.
As long as the Gestapo is woke, we're good, right?
Well, the person they're talking to has got Ray Charles glasses, a cane, and a seeing eye dog.
There you go. That is the face of the spies that I want.
If that seems like a lot, remember, the best spies have a backup plan. Let's say Russian assassins come after our blind intel agent as he's picking up a dead drop of microfilm in a park in East Berlin. They somehow manage to take out his seeing eye dog, maybe with a net. That's okay. He can manage. He's still got both the cane and the glasses. And by the way, we assume the cane, that's why I didn't understand it earlier, because I read it as canine when I was looking through this. And by the way, we assume the cane shoots darts. At the CIA, they think of everything. It's their job. Now, I love how Tucker Carlson immediately goes into the most unfitting place for a blind spy to be. Instead of having them at the office doing something administrative, which is probably what they would be doing, he's like...
You would presume that, like, unless you have a really good reason for doing so, that you don't send the blind one into the field?
You would think so, but, he glosses right over that and just pretends like all every spy in these agencies does is they get in the field.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell where Tucker Carlson and I drastically differ in worldview, because he's really upset that these spies are not the best darn spies in the world. Like, we shouldn't be doing this. We should be getting the best spies all of the time. It's like, Tucker, shut up. Let them hire the worst spies. I'm glad they're not hiring more spies. How about that?
Well, they may be hiring the best spies, but that's not what they're presenting to the world. What's the blind guy's job exactly? What does he do in our favorite intel community? How is he keeping America safe? We don't doubt that he is, but how? Well, we don't know because the report doesn't tell us.
Well, I can definitely think of a lot of jobs that I would put a blind man on. I mean, the way the neuroplasticity of the brain works, it enhances your ability to process all of your other senses.
I've always heard that was a myth started by, healthy people to make themselves feel less uncomfortable.
No, that's disabled. It's absolutely true. I've seen lots of scientific studies to that effect, and it just makes basic sense. Like, if your brain doesn't have this pathway, well, I mean, you've still got these neurons. They're not going to just, like, die, so you're going to assign those neurons to other tasks. So I'm sure that he can probably parse out different audio fragments at a much better completion rate than someone who hasn't really trained in doing so.
Nor does the report explain why there seems to be some sort of dark halo around the lower part of the blind man's body. What is that? Spy vapor? Another question, where are the old people in the picture? A lot of Americans are pretty old. The intel community says it's diverse, so where are the senior citizens? Where are the 80-year-old super spies?
That's right, NSA. More geriatric spies.
Well, if they're going to have blind and wheelchair-ridden spies, there's more coming up on this.
If it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for you.
But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. More coming up. This is Free Talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. An audio recording said to be of Martine Moïse, the widow of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, has urged people to carry on his battle in the country, long plagued by gang violence and now plunged into a deep institutional crisis. This is USA Radio News. Richard Branson reached space on a test flight for Virgin Galactic before gliding back to Earth and touching down safely Sunday, the latest salvo in the burgeoning space tourism business led by high-profile billionaires. Branson, as they were gliding back to Earth.
Well, I've done some ridiculous things in my lifetime.
After landing, Branson tweeted that going to space was more magical than I ever imagined. Fencing installed around the U.S. Capitol the day after the January 6th insurrection was fully removed as of Sunday, more than 6 months after supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the building in an attempt to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. And what a discussion it is about just government stupidity. Whether we were talking initially about the guy in Long Island who has managed to use the government to protect himself from eviction from a bank for the last 23 years. I mean, there's really no good guys in that story. The guy who's got this tied up in the court system is probably the best example of a good guy we have in that particular story. But the bank, they're evil. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government, I mean, obviously, they're evil. So using them against each other while he just lives rent-free in this property, I don't necessarily have any moral issue with. Good on him for that, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. Assuming it's bank-owned property, it would suck to be the guy that owns that place, but, you know.
Well, they mentioned the owner, but I don't remember now exactly who it is. It's some company that bought it from the bank. I don't recall. But let's get to the phones. We got Jerome, who is listening on WTMA. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just got to ask you a couple things about old Tuck Carlson. Tucky Carl. Hey, how many women has he chanced around his desk or around the room like Roger Ailes? Is he going to dump his old lady like old Sean Hannity, Mr. Faithfully Married for 27 years, and take up with one of the other Fox, wink-wink, broadcasters of the female persuasion? And the other thing is, has he got any more friends like his buddy Matt Gaetz that's a pedophile that he hangs around with?
Yeah, I don't know
his buddy who?
Tucker Carlson.
What was the name of his buddy?
Matt Gaetz. What do you mean, what's the name of his buddy? Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz?
Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
Jerome, I got to tell you, I don't pay any attention to Tucker Carlson. I mean, this article just happened by me, and I just happened to read it because it had an interesting headline, but the article itself was, for the most part, pretty funny. But I don't know anything about the guy.
I just need to get that out about him. You know, I want him to get his due, his just due. But I want to say, I just watched the story on 60 Minutes again about Syria. How in the hell does that guy, that scumbag, stay in office?
Which one?
From Syria, the one from Syria, Sadat. What's his name?
Assad.
Assad.
Because there's, like, no one left to replace him. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be running this country. He didn't kill the others. Well, he killed the ones that were after his job once he got it. But, like, he was the optometrist brother. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be in this job. The guy who was supposed to be in this job got killed. And, ever since, it's been all this intersecting warfare, and, like, everyone who could run the country well is dead. It's a situation where, like, there are no good guys there.
And you see, Haiti, I'm surprised that hasn't happened sooner. Huh? How did the Royer family speak out of town?
Well, and every time that they would have, like, come to an impasse on this, America gets involved and keeps stirring the pot and stirring the pot.
We're not going there because that's a black country. I mean, we'll stay our ass in Afghanistan for 20-something damn years, but ain't no way in hell we going to Haiti because that's black people.
The United States military is already in Syria. They are there right now.
Yeah, I know, but he's still there too, and you know what, Assad, and he's still killing people too, but nobody killed him.
Yeah, so is the U.S. military.
Haiti, right? He wasn't the guy in Haiti. He wasn't even there that long, and they got rid of his ass. Okay, I'm surprised this hasn't happened to other countries like Russia, maybe. Huh?
Hasn't happened to Russia?
Jerome, thank you so much for the call tonight. You got a little bit close to possibly upsetting our FCC censors there, so I want to go ahead and put you on hold. But thank you for the call. You know, I just watched a documentary yesterday. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long called Ghosts of Abu Ghraib. And if you are familiar with the story of the gulags, which I wasn't familiar with until Ian recommended that I read the book, Gulag Archipelago, I got about 20...
Terrifying.
Yeah, I got about 20% of the way through it. It's still a work in progress, right? I'm not abandoning it. I just haven't finished it. So I did have a bit of background information about how the Soviet Union rounded these people up and put them in prisons, basically arbitrarily in an extrajudicial way that didn't have anything to do with criminality or the court system. And when you look at what happened in Iraq, following the United States invasion of Iraq, it's exactly the same thing. Just pulling random people out of the houses, ripping their houses apart, looking for things that they're not supposed to, looking for names on scraps of paper because they saw a guy, they had a conversation out in the street, they shook someone's hands, and he went and had a conversation with someone else, and that someone else happened to be a domestic terrorist or whatever. Next thing you know, you're throwing 15 people into prison. Donald Rumsfeld, of course, signs off on the torture order, sends the general that was, or the major who was heading up Guantanamo Bay to Iraq in order to, quote, fix its prison system. It's absolutely horrifying. The very last thing.
You know, our Iraqi prisons just don't look enough like Guantanamo Bay. Go fix that for us.
Well, Donald Rumsfeld was unhappy that they weren't getting any information at all. Not just unreliable information, which is generally what torture yields. They weren't getting any information. So he sent the guy there who was almost an expert at getting information, even if it's incorrect.
Yeah, almost like you picked the wrong people.
Yeah, well,
almost
obviously
like it
they
took
did.
A bunch of innocent people that had nothing to do with anything and thus don't know anything and just tortured them for information they don't have. Gee, I wonder why that ain't working.
And Abu Ghraib was just a terrible prison, right? It wasn't even one of these black site prisons that the United States government has in countries like Saudi Arabia and places where they can, what's the word, they can outsource the torture to other governments so they can, quote,
and just pretend it's not happening.
Yes. So Abu Ghraib was like a mild version of the U.S. torture system. It wasn't as bad as Guantanamo Bay, but they did actively torture thousands of people, and the prison population there went from like 1,000 to more than 6,000 in the course of 3 months, because the United States military was just rounding up everyone and throwing them in prison, people who were completely and totally innocent. So, yeah, anyone who wants more U.S. military invasions in other countries, they need to look at what actually happened.
Well, how are we supposed to radicalize the population against our military if we didn't, you know, kidnap and torture innocent people?
The amazing thing is that there weren't more people radicalized, right? When they interview a lot of these former detainees, they weren't angry or bitter. They were just calm and collected. It's amazing that they could be tortured like that for 9 months to a year or more, and then come out of the situation not being terrorists, but instead just being, okay, I'm going to carry on. You killed my father. You let him die as I begged you for medical help, and you imprisoned us naked and tortured us. But instead of fixating on that, I'm going to move forward with my life.
Yeah, that is some profound forgiveness right there.
It is. And the fact that so many people did it, you would expect that behavior like that, that they show off in Ghosts of Abu Ghraib, you would expect the entire country of Iraq to be militarized, to be radicalized, to become extremists. And instead, that didn't happen. There are still insurgents to this day, probably because they remember what the United States military has done there and is doing there. They're like, hey, we don't really want you here. Now, as far as I'm aware, the United States military never actually set up any prisons in Afghanistan or never took over any. There was no Abu Ghraib of Afghanistan, but there were things like bombing Doctors Without Borders hospitals and bombing weddings and other horrific crimes against humanity that no one really talks about today while these wars are still ongoing. Evidently, the U.S. military is pulling out of Afghanistan again. I don't know if they're ever going to actually leave.
Maybe. And if they do, I'm sure it's just so that they can send them all some other place to do other terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, and the obvious result of that is that the Taliban is growing stronger. It's almost like we created a vacuum of power, and now that the U.S. military is no longer fulfilling that, other people are coming forward to do so. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. Now, we were getting into this article from Tucker Carlson about the spy agencies of the United States and about how all of this money was funneled to them in order to increase their diversity.
And to make a correction, DIA is the Defense Intelligence Agency, and they're at the very top of military intelligence. So now we know.
They such a confusing web of confusion.
Disabled military intelligence officers.
So Carlson asked, while looking at this picture from this report that was titled the... Hold on, I got to find it again. The annual demographic report for fiscal year 2020, hiring and retention of minorities, women, and persons with disabilities in the United States intelligence community. So he asked these questions, where are the 80-year-old super spies? You'd hate to think that for all of its famous sensitivity, the Biden people fell prey to ageism. I mean, not to mention they have one of the oldest, most senile presidents.
Exactly. If it's good enough for the president, then you need more geriatric spies. Come on.
Well, I do love the idea of, like, Joe Biden the spy. That's actually brilliant.
I want more spies with Joe Biden-level dementia. That's what I want.
I want a television show about Joe Biden being a super spy. Dude, I would watch the hell out of that. Can you imagine how hilarious it would be?
Yeah.
I mean, and it obviously can't really be Joe Biden, but you can have an actor play a character who is very clearly modeled after Joe Biden and who says, just randomly starts...
like, you know, salads every time he has to report to his commanding officer?
But maybe that's it. It's not a word salad. That's code language.
Oh, there you go.
When he talks about who was it that was a bad dude...
Corn Pop. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop, you see, is code name for Putin.
All right.
Now it makes sense. Joe Biden is the
ultimate
super spy.
If he mentions his blonde leg hairs, we are calling off the strike. Okay, call off the strike. The blonde leg hairs have been petted. I repeat, the blonde leg hairs have been stroked.
I'm starting to wonder now. Not seriously, right? He's clearly just a senile old dude, but hey, man, it's Not you know, impossible. It makes more sense. It makes me feel better thinking that Biden is a super spy than that he's just this hopelessly senile old dude that people looked at and were like, you know what? We should make this person in charge of the entire United States.
I mean, I know he specifically got, you know, like lost all of the elections that he was running against these people. But, you know, we should take like someone who lost earlier than him and make them the VP, and then we'll do this, this, and this so that Bernie doesn't get it.
Yeah, it was stupid to watch all of this play out, but I like to think about what extraterrestrials would see if they looked at American politics. It's like we have this system that seems to be designed to find the two worst human beings on the planet, and then instead of putting them in prison or segregating them away from the rest of society, these two evil, senile, insane people, one of them becomes in charge of everything.
Well, I gotta side with Douglas Adams on this. The purpose of the president is not to wield power, but to distract from it. And they are really good at that.
They are. And this is one of those distractions. While we're at it, honestly, we didn't see many trans women, non-binary, pansexual, two-spirits, or a single person from Malawi. That picture, which we greeted with joy, is starting to look problematic. And in fact, it is. According to freelance intelligence analysis on Twitter, experts on digital manipulation, this image isn't real. These people were never in the same room at the same time. Some don't even work for the federal government. Maybe none of them.
I don't think that's what they usually mean by problematic, but that is a problem.
The whole thing is a disinformation campaign. It's a Soviet-style fake. Apparently, the intel community spent some of its, quote, diversity budget, not to achieve diversity, but to buy a stock image from a website called Shutterstock. That's correct. You can find this image on Shutterstock. That picture is entitled, quote, Portrait of Multicultural Office Staff Standing in Lobby. You could buy it, too, and put it on your next Christmas card if you wanted to. But apparently, the stock photo of the multicultural office staff standing in lobby wasn't multicultural or diverse enough for the Biden people, so they inserted two other stock images into the picture.
And so I look at this thing, and I think Soviet, I mean, it's not a bad comparison, but I think a much better comparison is if you saw in Nazi Germany, they're making a big thing and having lots of photo ops to make sure that we have completely Aryan people in all of our positions in the spy agencies. I mean, this is really just the flip side of that.
One of those images, also available on Shutterstock, is called, quite literally, Blind Young Man with Guide Dog on white background, which is what the picture is. The other is entitled, creatively enough, Beautiful Businesswoman with Tablet Computer in Wheelchair on white background.
Well,
so those aren't really intel agents, they're stock photos.
That explains the spy fog.
On one level, this is good news. Oh, it does, because they would have had to use that to hide stuff. Yeah. The intelligence community hasn't really outed the identity of its most attractive wheelchair-bound spy, or it's blind 007, so they're safe.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to put out pictures of your spies, you shouldn't actually put out pictures of your spies.
Well, you could put out people who work at, like, administration, because we know who the head of the CIA is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there are other positions within the CIA that don't require them to be undercover, and presumably that's true of all of these spy organizations, including, evidently, the FBI. That they have some positions where they don't have to be undercover, and they could use those. But whether or not they actually have any wheelchair-bound spies or any blind spies, the image they use, I don't necessarily mind the idea of them taking, you know, stock images and painting themselves as culturally diverse. But at the same time, wouldn't it have been cheaper and easier just to get 20 random office people to actually, like, come together to pose for a photograph and use that as the header, considering...
Well, but again, then you would be outing those 20 office people as spies. And you don't want to dox your own people when you're, you know, a murderous spy agency.
Yeah, but not all of these... Not everyone employed at CIA is going to be clandestine or undercover. I mean, some of them... I promise you, there's at least one of these people who have CIA operative listed on their Facebook profile as their employment. There's bound to be, because people are stupid, and they don't stop being stupid. If anything, they only become more stupid when they get hired by the CIA.
Well, I just imagine it's one of those things where, just like working in the IRS, you don't want to get doxxed for that.
Well, why would someone want to dox a government employee, I think, is a fair question. It's obviously because they're up to all sorts of shady, immoral things.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want... Look, if you're ashamed to do something, maybe just don't do it. And that's the
but
message.
It pays so well.
It clearly does.
And I'm really doing the right thing. You just don't understand that this is what we have to do because this is the price of civilization.
Well, if the price of civilization is that we have to have this murderous gang overseeing us and terrorizing us, I meant to say tyrannizing, then it's not very civilized, this civilization.
Well, lack of civilization is just the price that we pay to live in a civilized society.
Well, another price we pay is all sorts of tax money to go to diversity training programs that don't actually hire diverse people. Instead, they just use stock images and create ridiculous reports called things like Annual Demographic Report for Fiscal Year 2020, Hiring and Retention of Minorities, Women, and Persons with Disabilities, which...
Well, I want to state for the record that I am absolutely for this use of tax dollars. In fact, I think they should shuffle 90% of their entire budget into doing more of this.
Well, it's certainly less
more harmful. Shutterstock agents.
It's certainly less harmful than what they generally use the money for. That is true.
Exactly. I mean, if your budget is X, I want 90% of X to be doing this.
I would rather just not get that budget.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Tucker Carlson says this report is unreadable, and with a title like that, I tend to believe him. But at the same time, I'm curious to actually read it now, because right. I want to know, do they actually have any disabled people, any blind people working in these spy agencies?
Well, they definitely had a few of them coming out on YouTube videos.
That's true, they did.
I suffer from anxiety. Oh, I wonder.
But those were probably just actors anyway, based on this. I mean, who knows?
That would seem to be the case.
We can't trust anything, the government says. Do you trust the government? If so, tell us why. 603-283-6160.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.